There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with great low prices on decorations inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees to light up the living room, outside lights and playful inflatables that bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last. There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor with great low prices on decorations inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees to light up the living room, outside lights and playful inflatables that bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Serena Morales. She is the Los Angeles Rams team reporter. Serena and I discuss the Rams game against the Seahawks, Rams offense and defense. Plus, we talk about the Rams' brand-new state-of-the-art stadium in Inglewood, California, and more. Serena is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Just in time for the holidays, fill your home and your season for less at HomeDepot.com. With up to 40% off a wide assortment of select bedding and bath linens, update your bed or bath online right from the comfort of your own cozy couch. Even get free delivery and flexible returns. How's that for holiday cheer? Up to 40% off. Holiday home decor improved from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
145. CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support and more. This week, select Mucinex and Delsym cold relief products are $15.99. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
5 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
at his tomb.
The Home Depot has holiday savings of up to 40% on select appliances, like a Whirlpool 4-door French door refrigerator for just $15.98. It's perfect for a busy kitchen full of helping hands. That's where its fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish really shines. Order online and get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping improved. Up to 40% off select appliances. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.
At Jewelers Mutual, we're a little obsessed with jewelry. Obsessed like auctioneers with talking fast.
50, we're gonna fit.
Pop stars with auto-tune.
Yeah.
And dentists with asking questions.
So, how did he propose?
After they've put their hands in your mouth.
Great.
Yes, we've made jewelry our obsession for over 100 years. We love it so much, we named our kids Ruby, Amber, and Opal.
Venti soy latte for Opal?
At Jewelers Mutual, we insure jewelry and only jewelry. Which is why people who are also obsessed with jewelry trust us with theirs.
These days, we're all getting more screen time, which means we're also getting more blue light exposure than ever before. Too much blue light can make your eyes feel tired, dry, or blurry. It can also affect your sleep. Zenni's Blox lenses help to protect the eyes by keeping harmful blue light out. Because they're virtually clear, add Blox to any Zenni frame for stylish, all-day protection. Get a complete pair of prescription or non-prescription Blox glasses starting at just $24. Protect your eyes now at Zenni.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support and more. This week, select Mucinex and Delsym cold relief products are $15.99. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
When you need an extra hand with dinner, just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit DeltaFaucet.com/voiceIQ to discover more.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support and more. This week, select Mucinex and Delsym cold relief products are $15.99. Visit CVS or CVS.com today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
Start running.
This show is brought to you by Quibbits. Looking for an incredible way to save big this holiday season on Apple AirPods, Samsung HD TVs, Keurig coffee makers, gift cards, and so much more? Then check out Quibids.com, a revolutionary online auction site where you can save up to 95% off on your favorite smart devices, electronics, kitchen appliances, and more. So stop paying retail today. That's Quibids.com. Visit Quibids now.
Those combination coverages like that, sometimes you board a zone like they just did.
Here's a bobble on the toss by Collins, and he lost a yard.
I know that McVay, like most people, when they bring the blitz, hey, we've got to be able to take advantage of that. Instead, they've had too many bad plays.
Wilson steps up, throws, end zone, picked off, intercepted by Wilson. Gonna run, could have gotten rid of it, but decided to tuck it, brought down immediately by Lewis, no gain, and the Seahawks have to call a timeout. Quick setup and throw, and the pass incomplete for on first 10, and no cooking here. Just get it away on third down. Wilson a long way to go, and down he goes. Seahawks 0 for 5 on their last attempts on third down, and this ball was on the ground and recovered by Floyd.
This defense has really held up, and they've been especially tough in the fourth quarters this year.
Here is Wilson trying to duck down, and he ducks right into a sack by Terrell Lewis. Wilson throws, and the pass is picked. That's another one for Darius Williams.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. That was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman with the call. And, yes, the audio that you heard was the Los Angeles Rams defense stopping Russell Wilson and that Seahawk offense in Week 10 of this 2020 NFL season. We're going to talk a little bit about that game, the Rams' next opponent, and so much more with the team reporter from the Los Angeles Rams. Let's welcome her back to the program, Serena Morales. Hello, Serena. How's everything?
Hey, how are you doing, Ed?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So this past Sunday, the Los Angeles Rams took down a division rival, the Seattle Seahawks. Serena, give me, in your opinion, the highlights and the lowlights from this contest.
Honestly, I mean, I think it really just solidified how good the defense is, right? You brought it into the show with it. You can't ignore the fact that it doesn't have to be the Aaron Donald and the Jalen Ramsey to hold this defense together. Now, obviously, even though Aaron Donald, and I put in air quotes, had a quiet game, it's because of his dominance. It's because teams always have to prepare for him that it opens up the game for other people. Same with Jalen. And, I mean, it's so funny. He even joked, I think he had a PFF rating that was like 50-something, but – he kept DJ Metcalf to like two receptions. I mean, he was quiet, and no one keeps Metcalf quiet. So when you think about, it's not just the Jalens and the Aaron Donalds, although those two in a great way affect the game, even though it doesn't necessarily spark the way a Leonard Floyd did in this game with three sacks, or a Michael Brockers or a Darius Williams with two interceptions in one game. He almost had three. It is just an entire group that's working really well together, led by, you know, new defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, who just kind of has added an extra spark to this defense. So overall, I would say that was a huge highlight. I also think, you know, a lot of people coming into this game were like, well, the Rams are probably going to just throw the ball, because when you look at the Seattle Seahawks defense overall, they're last in total defense. They allow a lot of points. And so why wouldn't you just throw on them with, you know, a questionable secondary? But they didn't. What the Rams did was they stuck to their game plan. All season long, they've been doing their best to try and execute a balanced run and pass game. So, yes, Jared Goff threw for over 300 yards, but they also ran the ball for over 100 yards. And that summed up with three running backs, pretty balanced time spread, which kept them rested, obviously, with Cam Akers and Darrell Henderson and Malcolm Brown. You had all three out there for 106 yards combined and three rushing touchdowns. So I would say overall, those are the big wins. I think, you know, special teams needs to figure out what's going to happen with the kicking situation. But right now they have Austin McGinnis, who will get some reps this week, given that Kai Forbath hurt his foot in the Seahawks game. So there are questions there, I would say, with special teams, and Sean McVay knows how important that is for the overall success of the team. But I think when you look overall, the Rams are 6-3, and they just beat one of the best teams in the NFL.
Well, right. Well put, Serena. We're going to talk more about the NFC West in a bit, but let's get to the Rams offense for a moment. You mentioned we know what Jared Goff is capable of doing. We're going to talk about him a little bit later, but the running game was very balanced. Really, the running game has really been balanced so far all season for the Rams. Cam Akers, Malcolm Brown, and Darrell Henderson, he has come out of nowhere this year, and in his 2020 campaign has put up some solid numbers for the Rams offense. We know that the Rams, we know about Jared Goff and that high-octane passing game that they have. Now, granted, Todd Gurley is in Atlanta now, so with Cam, Malcolm, and Darrell handling their business in the running game, were you a little reluctant at first to how the Rams would approach their running game with Todd being everything, or were you confident that they would pick up the slack with Todd leaving and going to Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a question for those looking in, like, how could you get rid of Todd Gurley and you know, depend on some guys who don't really have big names? But when you think about who Sean McVay is as a leader – and as the head coach of the Rams, he everywhere plastered over the hallways is this motto, we, not me. He is all about we have to work together as a team. And so when you look at the success of this run game and it being spread out between three running backs, It actually is not so surprising with the fact that, hey, we don't need to depend on just one guy because he's a big name. We can spread the ball around and we can all be successful. That's how he works with the wideouts. I mean, when you have last season, it was Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. You had three huge names at wideouts. And then Josh Reynolds would step in when someone got dinged up for a game or two, and he was seamlessly there making plays as well. So, you know, it's never about when you, I mean, you look at Robert Woods and his last game. I mean, he was a running back. He was a tight end. I mean, he was blocking. He's one of the most unselfish players in this league, as well as Cooper Kupp. So when you think about how he's always worked, you know, in previous seasons with that 11 personnel, having three wideouts out there, and now you think about, oh, wow, we also have three very unselfish running backs. When everyone's kind of clicking as a team, it's not really a surprise that, okay, there's no Todd Gurley, but we have these other guys that may work. Sean McVay was so high on drafting Daryl Henderson because he can do so many different things. He can run the ball. He has good hands as a running back, and he pushes his body through. So, yeah, I mean, when you have Daryl Henderson, who had a hamstring injury towards the beginning of this season, Cam Akers come in, you know, again, I know Sean McVay was very high in getting Cam Akers. He's proven himself at Florida State, you know, with their dinged up O-line in the past. And you've got Malcolm Brown, who's played behind Todd Gurley all these years, who is, again, a very team player, a leader to this group. Overall, I'm not actually surprised that this team is doing as well as they are without Todd Gurley.
Rightfully so. And then you mentioned about the receiving core. Again, Brandon Cooks was a high impact for the Rams last year. He's no longer a member of the Rams, but man, Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods could be one of the most underrated receiving combinations in the league. And then when you add Josh Reynolds, and also you got two talented tight ends with Tyler Higbee and Gerald Everett. What's the approach with the receivers and the tight ends coming into this season?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think everyone is just like, what can I do to help? And I think that's been the best approach. If it's a Tyler Higbee day and he's hot, then they're going to find him. I mean, Tyler Higbee had an amazing reception. It was like 39 yards downfield. He almost had two, just missed it. But I think he even tipped the ball with his hands. But, you know, if it's not Tyler Higbee and it's Gerald Everett who has a big game, then, you know, the team is happy for him. And, again, when it comes down to now, you know, you got Van Jefferson into the mix out of Florida, who's a rookie, who's just waiting for his time. But the way that this Rams team has drafted players, I mean, the secondaries, like the Terrell Burgess and the Terrell Lewis's and, you know, all of the safeties, actually, all of the defensive players that they have, like Jordan Fuller, all of them as a whole have really been humbled. They just want to work hard. They're putting their head down. And that obviously comes from the top leadership with Jared Goff and Andrew Whitworth and Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. I mean, Aaron Donald really does set the tone of like, I will be the hardest working person here and I don't need to be. So if I'm doing the hard work, you better keep up with me. And I think that's been the approach, especially with, you know, the wideouts and the tight ends. It's whoever's hot handed and whoever's working, we're going to keep them going and we're going to support them.
Indeed, those guys, those leaders, they do work hard. And speaking of working hard, one of the offensive line position is considered to be the anchor of the team, a position that is all about hard work and tenacity and providing the comfort for the quarterback and the backs and the receivers as well. Andrew Whitworth, one of the most respected offensive linemen and one of the most respected players in the league, suffered a knee injury. It's not season-ending, but he suffered a grade 3 MCL and PCL injury. He's going to be out for quite some time. Serena, just tell the audience out there just more about Andrew's injury, the time he's going to be out, and what's his status going forward.
Yeah, so thankfully, right now, there's no surgery needed for Whitworth. However, yeah, I mean, when he went down and he didn't get back up, there was definitely, like, the air left the room. I mean, this, you can't say enough about what Andrew Whitworth is to this team on and off the field. I remember back when they made their Super Bowl run in 2018, and we got off the bus back from Atlanta, you know, the quiet bus ride. We got off, and I remember most guys, you know, got their cars, went home. And Andrew Whitworth put on some sweatpants, if he wasn't wearing them already, and started working out. I think he went for a long jog around the field and the facility, and he worked out. So if anyone's going to come back from this, it would be Andrew Whitworth. He already has a plan in place, a complete plan in place. He's already figuring out how he can help the team in other ways. Joe Noboom will fill in for left tackle for Andrew Whitworth for the foreseeable future. But right now, thankfully, there is no surgery needed. And I think if anyone's going to come back from this, much like the way that Cooper Kupp came back from injury and you were sort of worried about him, I mean, he looks better than ever, right? You couldn't even tell that he was out with his own injury last season. So I think if anyone is going to come back, it will and it can be Andrew Whitworth. But yeah, his leadership, his overall way of carrying himself around this facility, the way that he is close to Jared Goff and has definitely set a tone around the facility of the we not me mentality. It was a tough loss to see Whit go down.
Yeah, indeed, it was tough. But like you said, if anybody could bounce back from this, it would be Andrew Whitworth. And he's definitely going to be stronger from this one, as hopefully he'll help the Rams in the playoff run. All right. Now, we know you mentioned earlier, Serena, about the defense. And, of course, we know about Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. You know, we know their talent is through the roof. But lately there have been some other key components on the defense that have played very well, such as Leonard Floyd, who had some great seasons with the Bears. He's come on strong as of late. Of course, Michael Brockers, and there's also Samson Ebukam. Can you just give me your take on the Rams' defense and how they played thus far into this season?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Like, you remember Dante Fowler was sort of opposite Aaron Donald on that D-line the previous few seasons. And you saw Dante Fowler have incredible success because, again, when you have an Aaron Donald or when you have a Jalen Ramsey and you have both of them on your defense, you have to prepare for them and you have to overly prepare for them. You're going to get double, triple team if you're Aaron Donald. Well, what does that do? That opens up a lot of space for a guy like a Dante Fowler in the past and now a Leonard Floyd here to make those tackles, to get those sacks. And again, it opens up space for a Brockers to have a sack in a game like that. So I think, yeah, and when you, again, Jalen Ramsey said it, if you're not going to come to me, what's the best thing in the world is that you're going to go to a Darius Williams and he's going to get the ball too. So I think it just shows like the depth of this defense, the support, and I would say confidence that the Jalen Ramseys and the Aaron Donalds have in their teammates that, hey, I don't have to be the person that's making the big plays. I'm happy to carry the load. If they're not going to target me and they go to you and you pick up the slack, then I'm all for it. So it's huge. I mean, Darius Williams, it's funny enough, he's a quiet DB, which you don't hear very often, but it's really great that he's making noise in the NFL right now. And Jalen Ramsey said post-game after the Seahawks win, you know, we got to start getting Darius Williams' name. He calls him D-Will. Got to get D-Will more of a household name in this league. So we're trying to do that. I mean, he's doing what he can on the field to make himself a household name and hopefully a Pro Bowler this coming season.
Yeah, you definitely. So Darius, really, I guess you could say this was his breakout game against Seattle. He picked up two interceptions in that game. So speaking of a household name, Jared Goff has become a household name the last several years. He's been in the league since 2016, and he's really improved, and he's upped his game every year. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, and he's been solid this year. He could be on, he's on pace for another 4,000-plus yard season. What has been Jared's mindset coming into this season? Because we know the NFL is a quarterback's league with Mahomes and Wilson and Breeze and Rodgers and Roethlisberger, but what's been his mindset coming into this season?
He's all about consistency. He's all about just like, how can I continue to build off of what I did last season? And I think for him, becoming more of a leader, becoming more of, I don't have to lean on, I can make decisions in no huddle situations. I can get the trust of my receivers. I can, again, consistently throw the ball and make good decisions. I mean, for the most part, it's actually more growth, I think, of Jared in being calm, cool, collected, and continuing to learn from Sean McVay. I think he has a lot more support now with new offensive coordinator, Kevin O'Connell. Still, Shane Waldron is there to support him. He has a lot more support, which, again, is showing the success of, hey, we can mix up the run game a little bit more. We can utilize our tight ends a little differently. We don't have to run necessarily 11 personnel all the time because we have all these other working pieces. So I just think overall Jared Goff is way more supported, and I think, as you know, in just general terms, when people have more support, they usually do better, and that is definitely the case for Jared Goff. And this O-line, you know, when you think of last season and maybe the lack of production that was an un-Jared Goff year, the O-line was dinged up. I mean, I think the only person, player that was there consistently was Andrew Whitworth. And so the good and the bad from that was Jared, you know, obviously was pressured a lot more because there wasn't that, you know, consistency with those guys up front and protecting him. But two, when you threw in a bunch of different players to get different experience and to move in, now you've got a year under your belt, a year of NFL experience, and now you see a more cohesive offensive line that's protecting Jared. So again, going into last season where kind of a dinged up O-line, Jared, I definitely think, learned from that experience, took a positive from it, just like, hey, I've got to be better anyway. Can't blame it on the O-line. Can't blame it on anybody but myself, taking ownership over that. But then moving forward, the O-line is way more consistent. Joe Noteboom has proven himself because of last season. So he's going to go right in there at left tackle and fill in. I think overall it's great to have depth now at the O-line to continue to support Jared Goff and what this offense can really do.
You're right about that, and we're seeing the consistency thus far in Jared's play this year, and he's definitely not only had the offensive line healthy for the most part, but also his running game has bailed him out as well. Now, in the NFC, Serena, as this interview is airing, we've got Arizona, Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Tampa Bay. Those are the top teams record-wise in the NFC. The Rams, I kind of want to say that the Rams right now are kind of like the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFC. No one has really showed them any respect, particularly in the NFC West. Everybody's paid attention to Arizona. Everybody's paid attention to Seattle. And even people have paid attention to San Francisco because they're the defending NFC champions. Why haven't the Rams received any respect so far this year?
I think there's, you know, a couple reasons, and I think there's definitely more respect after beating the Seahawks. They've just had some ups and downs. I think they definitely deserved more respect after showing what they did against the Chicago Bears. But then having that tough loss before the bye, I mean, it was more of like, oh, we had it. And so you kind of experienced these highs and lows that maybe, you know, in the 2018 Super Bowl run, it was more of like, wow, they're 8-0 right now. Don't mess with them, right? And I think that's how the Seahawks were looked at early on in the season. But the Seahawks had a bunch of close games, and so did the Rams. And so I think this is anyone's year, really, when it comes down to it. There's a lot of competition, even especially with all of the COVID protocols, even more so. Wins mean a lot. And if you're starting off hot, then people are going to look at you. But I think the Rams, after this win against the Seahawks, I think, you know, again, the Dolphins loss was sort of like, hey, wait a minute, weren't we supposed to win that game? We played against a rookie quarterback. I think the defense did a great job in that game again, but, you know, the Rams had to do better on offense and protect the ball, and you saw that Jared did that against the Seahawks. And so I think that now is the time where you've got a very tough stretch ahead. Tampa's defense is very strong. They've proven themselves. And obviously when you're playing against Tom Brady, you never close your eyes. You're always prepared for that. And they've got a tough stretch. They've got divisional games up the wazoo. They still have to play the Seahawks again. They still have to play the 49ers again, and they still have to play Arizona twice. So really tough stretch moving forward. But I think, you know, if they can stick to their guns, stick to their game plan, you know, balanced offense with a run and pass game, the defense keeps showing up, I think this Rams team will be more spoken about moving forward.
Rightfully so. And speaking of one of the teams that I mentioned, not just in the NFC, but in the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is the Rams' next opponent, a big one on Monday night. They have to go up against names such as Ronald Jones, who had a huge game against the Panthers, rushing for almost 200 yards. Chris Godwin is looking effective, coming back from his injury. Mike Evans has been solid all year. Of course, the addition of Antonio Brown and, of course, Rob Gronkowski, and they have to prepare for some guy named TB12, Tom Brady. He's been pretty good for a long, long time. So, Serena, the Rams have a familiarity with Tom Brady. They went up against him in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. It didn't end well, but I think, as you mentioned earlier, the Rams have earned the respect now of a lot of not just teams, but a lot of journalists and fans around the NFL. What is the Rams' game plan defensively going up against someone like Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, they're going to prepare. I mean, you can even use what, you know, the Super Bowl in 2018, they didn't really score. I mean, that was the lowest scoring game of our lives, right? If I'm being a bit sarcastic here. They did silence Tom Brady pretty well. And so I do think that, you know, it will be a testament of more how, yes, the defense can continue to do what they're doing to stop a guy like Tom Brady. And obviously with all of his weapons now and adding Antonio Brown to the mix, that will be a challenge that they'll have to be ready for. But I think it's more of how Jared Goff and the offense can go against a top defense with Tampa Bay. Because I think mostly, right, we're talking so much about, like, you can't ignore TB12. But then, hey, oh, yeah, Tampa Bay also has a great defense. So I think – again, they've sort of had a head-scratcher season where they've lost some games that you're like, wait a minute, hold on, I thought you guys were good, or maybe you're not, I'm not sure. So they're still trying to figure out their identity. And so it'll be, either way, a really exciting Monday Night Football game for sure. But I think on all ends, they really, like, on all three phases, they're going to have to show up. The Rams are not going to have to – they won't be able to sleep on this team.
Definitely, they won't be able to sleep on them. I mentioned earlier on the receiving side, of course, Chris Godwin bouncing back from an injury. He looked good in the last game against Carolina. Mike Evans has been consistent. Mr. Antonio Brown and Mr. Rob Gronkowski, they know Tom very well. I know the linebackers are going to have their hands full. Well, I mean, we know the secondary is going to have their hands full with all of the receivers, but particularly linebackers have a tendency to square off against the tight ends. I mean, Rob Gronkowski is no average tight end. He's still really good, still one of the best in the league. Like you said, they're still trying to find their identity in Tampa. Will there be pressure on the defensive backs, or will there be pressure on linebackers to cover Gronk?
Probably all of the above, right? I mean, I think, you know, the linebacker group heading into the season two was, you know, a lot of younger guys like Micah Kizer. This is his first season starting. You know, I think Joe Barry has done a great job at overseeing the linebackers to get some of these more inexperienced guys ready for a lot of NFL action. Kenny Young, who was actually brought to the Rams during the Jalen Ramsey trade from the Ravens, also getting a lot more experience this season. So it's kind of a young, and then you mentioned Samson Abicom, who's also, you know, had a great season the past few years. That amazing game against the Chiefs 2 years ago in 2018 at the Coliseum, scored two defensive touchdowns in that game. It was incredible. So, I mean, overall, when you're looking at this linebacker group as a whole, you know, there were a lot of question marks. And I think, again, Micah Kizer's done a great job. He got a little dinged up earlier in the season. Kenny Young has done a great job. So the linebackers are starting to, you know, figure themselves out. I think, again, if you have a strong D-line up front, I think Morgan Fox has done a great job. Sebastian Joseph Day has done a great job up front. You're going to see those guys start to splash more. Obviously, Aaron Donald's leadership and being there just makes a difference overall. And then, yeah, opening up the game more for Leonard Floyd. And then Terrell Lewis, who also had two sacks in the game against the Seahawks, drafted from Bama. This guy who had some injuries heading into this season looks pretty healthy, but this guy's big. I mean, if you look up his size, his weight, I mean, he is not a small man playing there. So I think he is someone that's definitely going to make more noise moving forward, and it's added a lot of depth to the linebacker's position. And so, yeah, I talk a lot about the linebackers, but then in the secondary, I mean, again, the guy wearing the green dot is John Johnson. He's done a tremendous job. Again, I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does because, you know, they don't necessarily going to target him. But he's calling all the shots on defense, and I've heard nothing but high praise about what he's been able to do this season. So, again, a lot of depth all over the place and maybe names that people are not familiar with. But, again, that goes up to the leaders with defensive coordinator Brandon Staley and Joe Barry and Sean McVay kind of making sure all places are strong and ready to go, and especially against Tom Brady come Monday night.
Mm-hmm. And then let's switch over now to the offensive side. I mean, some people know, if people don't really know, I mean, people know Aaron and Jalen on the defensive side, and people are still trying to know the other components to the Rams defense, but people know some of the names on the Buccaneers defense. Levante David's been great this year. Devin White's been great. Shaq Barrett, also Ndamukong Suh, and you've got Jason Pierre-Paul, and there's Jamel Dean, and of course there's Antoine Winfield. So Tampa's defense has been one of the best in the league thus far this year. But the Rams' offense has been very effective. They've been consistent. We know what Jared can do, but that running game has been solid. What's the Rams' offensive game plan going to be like coming into Monday night against that tough Bucs defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think they overall will, you know, stick to their guns. Again, I mean, you can kind of see it from the Seahawks. If you wanted to throw the ball, Jared, that was your time to throw the ball everywhere and maybe lean not so much on that run game, but they didn't. They stuck to what they wanted to do and what this identity of the Rams offense moving forward can be. It can be a little bit of both, right? You can get 100 yards on the ground and 300 yards in the air and call yourself a day. They actually, I mean, I think Sean McVay, who's never happy about, you know, fully satisfied, I should say, said that the Rams should have had, you know, 35 points instead of the 23. Like, they definitely should have scored more, and I think that's something that they're going to work on moving forward, and especially knowing that they're going against, as you mentioned, all those notable names on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. But I think overall you'll probably continue seeing a bit of both, and I think you're going to see a lot more of Tyler Higbee and a lot more of Gerald Everett, because those guys have proven themselves that they can handle it, and they've got hands. They're not just, you know, blocking tight ends. They're not just, you know, running the ball. I mean, these guys can make catch like 39-yard receptions. No big deal. So I think you'll see more of them. I think they're going to just kind of see, again, who has the hot hand. But what excites me is that, you know, a lot of questions were about the run game. Oh, well, if you've got Daryl Henderson going well, then where are you going to use Malcolm Brown? And how are you going to mix Cam Akers into this whole thing? You did it. You've got all three in. Balance, I believe they all rushed for around 30 yards, and they had three rushing touchdowns, so they all got a little bit of the cake, and now they're not as tired, and they all feel like, hey, I added to this win collectively. And I think that's where, you know, the we, not me mentality kind of works, where it's like, hey, if you do your job, we're all going to feel great, and we can be ready for the long haul and hopefully, you know, to get ready for another championship game.
Rightfully so. And speaking of doing your job and doing it effectively, I'm pretty sure you've heard the news that the National Football League for the first time will use an all-black officiating crew for the first time ever on Monday Night Football to officiate the Rams and the Buccaneers game. Just give me your thoughts on how significant that is.
I mean, it's huge, right? Like, I mean, we constantly talk about that there's not enough. I mean, I think collectively there has been sort of, you know, a recognition of the fact that there is a lot of social inequality, not just in the NFL, but around the U.S. and in the world. And for the NFL to finally acknowledge this issue in a more upfront position, and Roger Goodell specifically saying that this is an issue and they're going to work towards fixing it, having an all-black officiated game is, I think, tremendous and shows that, you know, at least the NFL is taking steps in the right direction. I mean, there's so much more work to be done, you know, hiring more coaches of people of color. I know that the Rams actually started a scouting apprenticeship where they are They have 10 black apprentices, two women as well in that group, to help, again, increase visibility, exposure, support to people of color. So it's something that I think is really exciting. I read the news this morning, and, you know, I felt, you know, a lot better about, you know, what is happening behind closed doors that maybe we don't see every day, that there are things that are happening to support the cause.
Rightfully so. I'm definitely proud of it. As you mentioned earlier, the NFL continuing to make steps forward into the right direction. And definitely this is something groundbreaking. We'll check out on Monday night. All right, Serena, lighthearted question for you. I've seen the Rams games on television this year at SoFi Stadium. That stadium is gorgeous. But can you tell the listeners out there just the beauty of it? Because the last time I had you on the show, they were in the process of constructing it, and it was almost done. So just tell the audience out there just how magnificent that stadium is.
Oh, man, I'm about to make all of you very jealous. But, you know, there is not a bad spot in SoFi. It is it really is beautiful, which is hilarious because we use beautiful for, like, wow, that was a beautiful plate of whatever. Like, you describe food as beautiful, or someone's face as beautiful, or an animal or nature, right? But this is a wonder of the United States and a wonder of the world. I mean, what they've made of SoFi Stadium, and I'll say it, it's not just the stadium itself, but Hollywood Park as a whole. I mean, there's a park in there. And, you know, the plan moving forward with having stores and restaurants and all sorts of things, like apartment complexes. I mean, you will have yourself a day. You can spend the entire day at SoFi. If you flew in, it's right by LAX. Go to SoFi, go shopping, go to the game, and then take the last flight out right there. I mean, you could really never leave that area. And I'm so excited for Inglewood. I'm excited for fans to finally see it. The video board is enormous. It is so impressive. I can't get enough of it. Sometimes up in the press box, I stare at the video board instead of the field, and I'm like, this is so weird. I would normally not do that. But it's just beyond impressive to see that. The sound, you know, walking around. I mean, it's the seats are comfortable, you know, like everything was thought with care. And you can walk around. You actually enter through the sixth level. So you never really feel like, oh, I've gone too high. Like everything, like I feel like if I was on the top floor on the eighth level and I screamed down to the field, I feel like Jared Goff could hear me. Not that he would want to, but I feel like he could. So it feels like I cannot wait once we work through the pandemic. Obviously, for safety, we want everyone to stay home and wear your mask and all those good things. But, you know, we're taking safety first here with the Rams, but I cannot wait. You know, when things clear up and fans can see it, I mean, they will not stare at the video board either, I'm sure. They won't even watch the game. They'll be like, I'm just going to stare at this thing instead.
Yeah. And just looking at it, man, it just looks fantastic. And it's going to be a sight to see whenever fans can get there, as you said, when the pandemic winds down and people can get back. With you being in the press box, what dining options are available?
So they haven't opened up the dining options for all of the press yet. We get like some of the SoFi catering, which is, you know, pretty solid actually compared to other stadiums. Although I haven't traveled for a year now, but I will say they're gonna have. I mean, they're basically for fans, and I know for the press moving forward. Once things get a little more normalized, they're featuring chefs from around LA. I mean, they'll have tacos, which obviously is a California staple. Gotta have your tacos. They'll have all the foods from different parts of Los Angeles, and some of the chefs that have popular restaurants in LA, those will be featured in SoFi Stadium for fans to eat and enjoy. So really exciting stuff.
Oh, man, that's awesome to hear. One last question before we let you go. What's your takeaway from being at the Coliseum, the things that you miss and the things that you're not going to miss?
So I will not miss the 3-second delay of sound, because when I host the in-game entertainment for the most part and a pregame show on the video board, and the 3-second delay, if you're talking out loud, it's very difficult to hear your voice come back to you while you're trying to speak at the same time. It's sort of like, you know, when you're taking down a number and someone's being annoying and they start reading off other numbers to you and you're like, I can't focus. That's pretty much the experience that I used to get working at the Coliseum. I know they're working on things and their upgrades have been amazing. So overall, you know, I will miss the Coliseum and it's like quaint, old school feel. I love their upgrades. I mean, oh man, great place to just, you know, sort of nostalgic and all the history there and all of those things, the fans. I mean, you just knowing you share a stadium with USC as well. And, you know, Joe Barry, the head coach, assistant head coach and linebackers coach, you know, he played at USC. Like, you know, there's sort of that like home feel, like I'm thick in the middle of LA. But I will say that, you know, I think it's actually really cool that the Rams went from there into their own home into SoFi. So it was like, hey, kind of like, you know, when you move to a new city and you might stay with a friend for a couple weeks or a month before you move into your apartment because you got to do some apartment searching. You want to check out, you know, different areas and see what's right. So you're always going to appreciate your friend for letting you crash on their couch. But then once you can, like, sleep in your own bed, like, oh, that feels so much better. I think that's how I would describe this experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. And yeah, as you mentioned, the Coliseum, so many great memories, and it's definitely going to hold a place in the heart for our Rams fans. And definitely SoFi is going to hold some great memories for years and decades to come for fans. Well, Serena, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just quickly, where can they find you on social media, the Rams? And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yeah, sure. You can follow me on Twitter at Serina, S-A-R-I-N-A. And I'm on Instagram at Morales, Morales. And that's about it. I'm at a Twitter, which now has stories, which is going to throw everyone else off near you. So Twitter and Instagram is where I'm at. And you can check a lot of my stuff out also on therams.com.
You heard it from her. She's Serena Morales. She is the team reporter for the Los Angeles Rams. Don't forget to check out the Rams in action against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football on ESPN. Serena, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Ed. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thanks again. And we'll be back with more right after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 3030.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar. with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right. Once again, we'd like to send a big special thank you to Serena Morales, the Los Angeles Rams team reporter. She came on and we discussed the Rams game against the Seahawks. Also, some other things happening with the Rams, including that beautiful new stadium, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until remember next time, stick to the script. We're out of here. Peace.
.145/92
.180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
When you're a pro, your reputation is built and proven over time. That's why the Home Depot carries Loctite PL Premium Max Construction Adhesive, the strongest on the market. It stays 100% solid after curing. It won't develop air pockets. And like your reputation, it holds up over time. Right now, get 12 or more for the bulk price of only $8.53 each. Loctite PL Premium Max at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little, and even a little. And it helps to have something that works as hard as you do. That's why Valspar has a paint for every job, every room, every time. Valspar, you make it happen, we make it possible. Pros, head to Lowe's today and talk to a pro rep about getting up to 10 free gallons of Valspar through a paint trial program. Exclusions apply. See ValsparPro.com for details.
Hey!
Hey.
Hey.
Coffee?
Abstaining.
Hungry?
Maybe.
Movie?
Seen it.
Fast play.
What's fast play?
The new game from the Connecticut Lottery with a growing jackpot.
Growing jackpot?
Think big.
It's easy?
The easiest.
And fast?
Super fast.
Quick like a bunny?
Yep.
Formula One fast?
Faster.
5G speed?
Wrong ad.
Fast play from the Connecticut Lottery. Play fast. Win big. Use your game sense. Odds vary by and during games. Must be 18 or older to purchase. CTLottery.org.
This show brought to you by Quibids. Looking for an incredible way to save big this holiday season on Apple AirPods, Samsung HD TVs, Keurig coffee makers, gift cards, and so much more? Then check out Quibids.com, a revolutionary online auction site where you can save up to 95% on your favorite smart devices, electronics, kitchen appliances, and more. So stop paying retail today. That's Quibids.com. Visit Quibids now.